Hi, everybody. I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious. You know, I kind of wonder when I'm going to stop talking about Epstein. And then suddenly the DOJ drops something in my lap that almost bruised my lap. And that was this declaration that there is officially no client list, no little black book, no Heidi Fleiss type of book. Google it if you're too young to know who Heidi Fleiss is. Trust me, it's a great story. And she's actually kind of cool. But so here's what I have to say about that. Okay. I actually didn't think that a billionaire carried around a little black book. I actually didn't think he had a client list. What I did think was he had a whole bunch of people who did a whole bunch of icky things, right? And I think there's a digital trail. No, I don't think there's a little black book, a physical list. But the DOJ isn't saying the other stuff doesn't exist. They just said the client list doesn't exist. And they said, oh yeah, it's suicide. I'm actually okay with that one. I get it. Not everybody is, but I personally am. I will say this. I'm not sure if we will get the commitment from the federal government, the FBI or the DOJ, no matter who's in office, to really dig deep on this one. I do think there are a lot of really powerful people who are very, very close to Epstein. I know them. I've seen them. I was in the New York scene with Epstein. I didn't go to any of his parties, but I was invited. And I would have been right there in those photographs, unknowing and thinking he was some big charitable, you know, tycoon, because he did give a lot of money away. And everybody loved him until they figured out what he was doing. But here's the deal. It's one thing to say there's no client list. Right. Got it. It's another thing to say it was absolutely a suicide, nothing to see here. And the DOJ just dropped this 11-hour video, a surveillance video from the Metropolitan Correction Center in Southern Manhattan where he was being held. And they said, see, this silences everybody. You can't see anybody going in or out of his cell. There you go. You're welcome. Except for the problem that there's a missing minute around midnight, which is kind of when it's suggested that something might have happened to him. I have my questions about that too. I'm not all in on the conspiracy that the missing minute means everything. I actually don't think a missing minute means anything, because I have yet to see anybody kill anybody in that way in 1 minute. It's pretty hard. I get the naysayers and I'm willing to engage. However, I do want you to hear my conversation with Josh Schiffer. He is a criminal defense attorney and he does a whole bunch of litigation. But what's fascinating about Josh is that he is ingrained in the Epstein case because he represented Epstein accusers. And there is no lawyer out there who knows more than the lawyers who represented Epstein's accusers, right? So I had a very lengthy conversation with him on my News Nation show, Banfield, and I wanted to share it with you. Here's what we talked about.
If you think Jeffrey Epstein's death inside a federal jail cell in 2019 was exactly what it appeared to be, self-inflicted, the feds have just released more evidence to back that up. But if you think Epstein's death was suspicious, that somebody knows more than they've ever said out loud, the feds have just released more evidence to back that up. I know. It's evidence in the form of this video, almost 11 hours long, recorded outside of Epstein's cell at the now defunct Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York. Not to be confused with the Metropolitan Detention Center, which is the current home of Sean Diddy Combs, and it's in Brooklyn. The video shows exactly nobody entering or leaving Epstein's cell in his final hours and minutes. But, and it's a big but, more than one full minute of video seems to be missing. The video's timestamp jumps from 11:58 p.m. to about midnight. And today, the U.S. Attorney General addressed that mysterious gap.
And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night.
And what else have the feds been supposedly unable to account for? A new DOJ memo says, and I quote, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. There was also no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions, end quote. I'm joined now by Josh Schiffer, who has represented several of Epstein's accusers. So arguably, you follow this, you know, more carefully than just about anybody I know, Josh. First and foremost, does this settle it?
I don't believe so. And I clearly am not alone in that. The world has exploded on social media, you know, all over the place. People are not satisfied with this explanation, with this conclusion from the federal government, especially because it's coming from some really prominent individuals that for years have promised us that when in power, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And we want to know what investigation took place. I don't think anybody's really satisfied with the idea that he killed himself. We don't have proof we can really share that proves that. But here's a video that is admittedly got a pretty big chunk out of it missing. And we went through all the evidence and there's not any lists.
But I have to say, a minute 15, that's a lot, right? You know, a minute 15 is a lot, Josh, but it's not enough to suffocate someone. You can't get into a cell, choke somebody out and get out earlier than a minute 15.
No, and this video is getting picked apart by everyone. There are discussions about whether a smudge on the floor changes, whether you can see a flash of an orange uniform. But a minute and a few seconds doesn't seem like a lot until that's the time when everything has to happen. And it really is a large amount of time. You can exit or enter that cell relatively quickly. There's obviously not a lot of people around. You do see the gentleman walking in the background there. But if you want to be quick acting, a minute is plenty of time to get in and, you know, do whatever happened. The problem is that we don't have the conclusory review of the investigation. We still don't know what happened. And no one wants to share that.
And it was weird, right? There were all the uniforms all over the cell. How'd he get all these uniforms? He was tied up with one. It was crazy. All of it just made, and the videos just, suddenly surveillance videos weren't working. Now suddenly there is. That's the big question. Why after all this time, 2019 this happened, why after all this time are we only now seeing this video? This could have been quieted so long ago, but no, everything was left out to, you know, and I get it, Ghislaine Maxwell needed to be, you know, adjudicated, but that this doesn't seem to affect that.
But for what was Ms. Maxwell? You know, apparently there wasn't a list of people being cliented in Mr. Epstein's review or the review of Mr. Epstein. There are so many questions that this unsatisfactory conclusion from the federal investigation, there's so many questions left. That we just know haven't been fully answered, and there's more information out there. There was a lot of time this minute.
Yeah. I was just going to say, when you say there's a lot of information still out there, I just got to reread this quote from the DOJ because I actually find it laughable. It says, and the FBI says, quote, systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. But Julie Brown, who's done so much reporting for the Miami Herald, arguably she kicked this thing off and he ended up in prison because of her reporting. She says, sure, yeah, maybe no client list, maybe he didn't have a black book, but it doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of digital evidence. It doesn't mean there weren't manifests. It doesn't mean there were lots of communications, a digital trail that equates to a black book.
That's what I keep talking about with people. There are lists upon lists upon lists, many of which we know already. Saying there's not a list, that's not really an answer. It's a red herring saying the list that we want to say doesn't exist, doesn't exist. But it's like the blackmail. You're not going to get full and fulsome cooperation from people that are part of a blackmail. And it's not like many accused criminals really leave the clearest evidence. That's what investigators do, is they put it together. And the questions remaining all have to do with what investigation did the government actually perform? Mm-hmm. We want to know what questions mm-hmm. were asked. We want to know who was contacted. We want to know, why is it mentioned earlier that there are thousands of videos that's been reported by everybody that has ever interacted with this man, that there were videos all over the place. Yet we're suddenly hearing, no, there's no videos. No, there's no information. That just can't possibly be true. If there are videos that can't be released.
You like to tape things.
Guess what? Yeah, they can't be released.
Yeah, but, you like to tape things. I got to wrap it there, unfortunately, only because I've got about four more segments to go and time for three more segments. But Josh Schiffer, will you come back again?
Always. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Josh Schiffer. Good to see you again. Happy summer.
So my great thanks to Josh Schiffer. Good conversation. And I will say a few other things about the video, because I know that people on the internet have been like losing their collective minds about this. It's very confusing, right? I think you see cell number 46 and you're like, well, is that Epstein's cell? Because there's no information from the DOJ that says that's Epstein's cell. I don't believe it is. And I'll tell you why. Because if you go back to a 2023 report from the DOJ, their own investigations unit sent out this quote. Let me read it to you. I think it's going to make a lot of sense as to what the hell is the door that we're supposed to be looking at. Some of the internet's reporting it's over down below, and some of the internet's reporting it's out of view of the camera. And so why bother giving us a surveillance video that doesn't have Epstein's cell door? This might answer it for you. So here's the quote from the DOJ's own investigations unit, for what it's worth. Quote, the available recorded video footage from the one special housing unit camera captured a large part of the common area of the special housing unit and portions of the stairways leading to the different special housing unit tiers, including Epstein's cell tier. Thus, anyone entering or attempting to enter Epstein's special housing unit tier from the special housing unit common area would have been picked up by that video camera. Epstein's cell door, however, was not in the camera's field of view. Now that makes perfect sense. Yeah, it's not 46. It's out of the view of the camera, but no one could get to it without walking through that camera from the stairwell. Got it. Makes perfect sense. However, there is something that still pisses me off, as I'm sure many of you feel the same way. Why is it that several of the surveillance cameras that would have picked up Epstein's door just weren't working? Huh? They just weren't working. Isn't that convenient? This is what fuels the conspiracy theorists. Wow, that's convenient that we have no view of Epstein's cell. Why do you suppose that is? That's what fuels the conspiracy theorists. I'm not saying I'm in on that conspiracy theory, but I do find it really annoying that when there's just the most important surveillance cameras not working, when a very high profile inmate is found dead. That's number one. Number two, and I think we've all discussed this for a long time, what the hell were all those orange suits all over the floor, right? Were they blankets or suits? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. They're fabric. And no one was allowed to have that many. So how did he accumulate that many? And were those all tied together to make one small noose? There's also issues with his hyoid bone. We've gone over that ad nauseum. So listen, as far as the public is concerned, I get you. I am with you. None of this is satisfactory. And like, I don't want to be way out there on the fringe, but I do think that we deserve fulsome investigation and very clear factual information and answers when there's something this high profile with somebody who's got this many friends in high places who could have been doing really ugly stuff right alongside him on the Long Island Lolita Express. I call it that. It's actually the Lolita Express because there was a Long Island Lolita. Joey Buttafuoco, Google it. Anyway, I just wanted to put all that out for you so that you have sort of a clearer view of what it was the DOJ really gave us and why you still might have questions and how, you know, I got you. Hey, thank you everybody for listening. I am so appreciative of you every day. The truth isn't just serious, folks. It's drop dead serious.